Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin Mani Mamre Avram Gold. I am the Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Aleph, the third parak, Zeborer. The Zikhu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zikhu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, Rav Yehuda said that if Edim contradict each other during questioning, the testimony is still valid for Dinim Amonos. Rava said this is reasonable where the Edim disagreed if the loan money was in a black or white purse, which is a peripheral detail. But if the contradiction was about a central detail, for example, whether he lent a black mana, like old coins, or white mana, referring to new coins, their edus is incompatible. The Nardians say, I feel echad omer mana shachor, but echad omer mana lavon. Even if one says the loan money was a black mana and one says it was a white mana, but starfim, they can be combined. The Gemara explains that they hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that where two pairs of Edim disagree if a loan was 100 or 200 zuz, the amount which all Edim agreed on may be collected. They argue only about a single pair of conflicting witnesses, where Beis Shammai says their testimony is invalid, and Beis Hillel says, Yesh b'chol masai mana, including testimony about 200 is testimony about 100, and it's accepted regarding the agreed amount. Point number two, the next mission states, Kol zman shemevi raya sosra sedin. Whenever one brings evidence to prove his claim, he can overturn the ruling. If Beis Din gave the litigant 30 days to produce any evidence, which he has, and he brings it after 30 days, the Tanakhama holds the proof is not accepted. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Maya sezeh shel matzah b'tok shoshim. What should this person do if he could not find evidence during 30 days, u'matzah l'acher shoshim, and found it after 30 days? Rather, the proof is accepted. If the judge is told him to bring evidence or edim, and he said he has none, and later produced evidence, the Tanakhama says it's not accepted. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel again says that he may not have known about the evidence, and it is accepted. This second case is the only place, or one of three places, where Rabbi Yochanan does not paskin with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah. If the litigant saw he was about to lose the court case, and suddenly produced evidence, all agree it's not accepted. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan said, a tokev is chavero bidin. If one litigant is being difficult with his fellow litigant in court and wants the case to be judged locally, and his counterpart says, Nelechu Malkum Avad, let us go to the place of assembly of Talmud Chachamim to judge the case, hoping he would be embarrassed to be difficult in their presence, we force him to travel there. Elazar asks, Rebbe, if someone is owed a mana, yotzim mana o mana, should he spend the mana on traveling expenses to collect the mana? Rather, we force the other party to litigate the case in his own city. Rav Sapper ruled the same way and added that if something needs to be asked of the superior basin, they send the question to them. Also, the losing party may request a document explaining the ruling so he may present it to a superior basin. A Maimar passing that we do force the litigant to travel to the Beis Vad for the court case, but clarified he was discussing where the Malva demands that the Lova join him there, because the Pasuk says, Eved Lova li'ish Malva, the borrower is a slave to the lender. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous daf, Rav Yehuda said that if Edim contradict each other during questioning, the Edus is still valid for Dinim Amonos. Rava said this is reasonable where the Edim disagreed if the loan money was in a black or white purse, which is a peripheral detail. But if the contradiction was about a central detail, for example, whether he lent a black mana, like old coins, or white mana, referring to new coins, their Edus is incompatible. The Nardians say, I feel echad omer mana shachor, but echad omer mana lavon. Even if one says the loan money was a black mana and one says it was a white mana, but starfim, they can be combined. The Gemara explains that they hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that where two pairs of Edim disagree if a loan was 100 or 200 zuz, the amount which all Edim agreed on may be collected. They argue only about a single pair of conflicting witnesses, where Beis Shammai says their testimony is invalid, and Beis Hillel says, Yesh b'chol masai mana, including testimony about 200 is testimony about 100, and it's accepted regarding the agreed amount. Point number two, the next mission states, Kol zman shemevi raya sosra sedin. Whenever one brings evidence to prove his claim, he can overturn the ruling. If Beis Din gave the litigant 30 days to produce any evidence, which he has, and he brings it after 30 days, the Tanakhama holds the proof is not accepted. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Maya sezeh shel matzah b'tok shoshim. What should this person do if he could not find evidence during 30 days, u'matzah l'acher shoshim, and found it after 30 days? Rather, the proof is accepted. If the judge is told him to bring evidence or edim, and he said he has none, and later produced evidence, the Tanakhama says it's not accepted. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel again says that he may not have known about the evidence, and it is accepted. This second case is the only place, or one of three places, where Rabbi Yochanan does not paskin with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah. If the litigant saw he was about to lose the court case, and suddenly produced evidence, all agree it's not accepted. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan said, a tokev is chavero bedin. If one litigant is being difficult with his fellow litigant in court and wants the case to be judged locally, and his counterpart says, Nelechu Malkum Avad, let us go to the place of assembly of Talmid Chachamim to judge the case, hoping he would be embarrassed to be difficult in their presence, we force him to travel there. Belazar asks, Rebbe, if someone is owed a mana, yotzim mana o mana, should he spend the mana on traveling expenses to collect the mana? Rather, we force the other party to litigate the case in his own city. Rav Safra ruled the same way and added that if something needs to be asked of the superior basin, they send the question to them. Also, the losing party may request a document explaining the ruling so he may present it to a superior basin. A Maimar passing that we do force the litigant to travel to the base Vad for the court case, but clarified he was discussing where the Malva demands that the Lova join him there, because the Pasuk says, Eved Lova Li'ish Malva, the borrower is a slave to the lender. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Lamed off, and our standard Siman relates to the law, and we use a judge for the Siman, a judge. So here goes. The judge who accepted the testimony of two Edim, one saying the loan was black coins and one saying white, refused to allow the litigant to present his evidence after the deadline. And even though the other litigant wanted to go to the place of Vad for judgment, he forced them to stay local and be judged there. Once again, it's a motion. The judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge who accepted the aidus of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins and one saying white, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Rav Yehuda said that if Edim contradict each other during questioning, the testimony is still valid for dinim mamonos. Rava said this is reasonable where the witnesses disagreed if the loan money was in a black or white purse, which is a peripheral detail, but if the contradiction was about a central detail, meaning whether he lent a black mana, meaning old coins, or white mana, new coins, their edus is incompatible. The Nardin say, Afil echad omer mana shachor, ve'echad omer mana lavan. Even one says the loan was a black mana, and one says it was a white mana, mitzarfim. They can be combined. So the judge who accepted the edus of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins, and one saying white, refused to allow the litigant to present his evidence after the deadline. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol zman shemei b'raya, so seris adin. Whenever one brings evidence to prove his claim, he can overturn the ruling. If Beis Din gave the litigant 30 days to produce any evidence which he has, and he brings it in after 30 days, the Tanakhama holds the proof is not accepted. Rav Mishnah Gamliel says, what should this person do? We couldn't find the evidence during the 30 days, and he found it after the 30 days. Rather, the proof is accepted. So the judge who accepted the aidus of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins and one saying white, refused to allow the litigant to present his evidence after the deadline. And even though the other litigant wanted to go to the place of Vad for judgment, he forced them to stay local and be judged there, which reminds us. Rabbi Yochanan said, a tokev is a chavero bedin. If one litigant is being difficult with his fellow litigant in court and wants the case to be judged locally, and his counterpart says, Nelechu Malkum Avad, let us go to the place of assembly, Al Talmid Chachamim, to judge the case, hoping he would be embarrassed, be difficult in their presence, we force him to travel there. Rabbi Elazar asks, Rebbe, if someone is owed a mana, should he spend a mana on traveling expenses to collect the mana? Rather, Kofi no sova dum bi'iro. We force the other party to litigate the case in his own city. Rav Safra ruled the same way and added that if something needs to be asked of the superior basin, they send the question to them. So once again, the judge who accepted the aidus of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins and one saying white, refused to allow the litigant to present his evidence after the deadline. And even though the other litigant wanted to go to the place of Vad for judgment, he forced him to stay local and be judged there. All right, so now it's time for Four Balabach Chazara, Daf Chav Zayin. So the Zimmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. Well, one boy played his kazoo. Kazoo? That must be more Daf Chav Zayin. Well, one boy played his kazoo to cheer up an eight zomim, who was upset to hear that he was disqualified. Lema Freya, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if an eight zomim is disqualified, Lema Freya or Mekanul Abba. Abai holds he is Pasul Lema Freya since he's a Rasha, and a Rasha cannot be an aid. Rava holds that he's only pasul mikanu laba, since the whole concept of Edim Zomim is a chiddush, since there's no reason why the second set of Edim should be believed any more than the first set. So while one boy played his kazoo to cheer up an eight zomim who was upset to hear that he was disqualified, Lema Freya, another kazoo player refused to play for a mumer who ate nevela lahachis because he was a Rasha, which reminds us, Amoraim debate the status of one who eats nevela lahachis in defiance of the Torah, even where kosher meat is available. Abai says he's puzzled because he's a Rasha, and the Torah says, Al tashes Rasha aid, do not place a wicked person as an aid. Rava says he's kosher because Rasha dechamas be'inam, we require him to be wicked regarding theft to be disqualified, based on the end of the pasuk, Leos Eid Hamas, to be a thieving witness. So while one boy played his kazoo to cheer up an Eid Zomim who was upset to hear that he was disqualified Lima Freya, another kazoo player refused to play for a Mumer who ate Navela Hachis because he was a Rasha, and instead played for a whole group of different family members sitting outside a basin who weren't allowed to testify for their relative. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah list, the relatives are disqualified from testifying or judging. Daf Chav Ches. So the Simmer Daf Chav Ches relates to Koach, strength, and we use a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must be on Daf Chav Ches, Koach. The strong man who ran a special exercise class for disqualified Edim was training two Sheni B'Sheni cousins, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether relatives disqualify each other from Edis, such as Sheni B'Sheni cousins, Sheni B'Shlishi, or Shlishi B'Rishon. So, the strong man who ran a special exercise class for disqualified Edim was training two Sheni B'Sheni cousins, together with a man who wasn't permitted to testify against his stepson's wife, which reminds us, Gemara asks, Maushi Yayid Adam Be'eshes Chorgo, what is the halacha regarding testifying for one's stepson's wife about her property? In Surah, they said, Balki Ishto, a husband, is like his wife. Therefore, any woman relative about whom he cannot testify, meaning a stepdaughter, he also cannot testify about her husband. In Pumbedisa, they said, Isha Kabbalah, a woman is like her husband, so one may not testify about the wife of any man relative for whom he cannot testify, for example, a stepson. So the strong man who ran a special exercise class for disqualified Edim was training two Sheni B'Sheni cousins together with a man who wasn't permitted to testify against his stepson's wife. When a newly engaged Bachur walked in and asked to join since he wasn't permitted to testify about his arusa, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, "Made Adam Ishto arusa, a person may testify about his arusa wife because he's not yet related to her." Ravina said this only applies to testifying to take away money from her, but to bring money to her, he's not believed since he knows the money will come to him after Nisuin. However, the Gemara says this is not so, and he's not believed either way regarding his arusa. Daf Chav Tes. So the Simmer Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The three judges sitting on a cot. Cot? That must have been one of Daf Chav Tes. The three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dina Mamono's case, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kate said, Bodkinus the Edim. How do they examine the Edim? They bring them into a room, Umayman Alehem, and intimidate them against testifying falsely. The Gemara discusses what they're told, including false Edim are degraded even in the eyes of those who hire them. So the three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dina Mamono's case and holding up a snake who didn't offer the excuse of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin, which reminds us, Rabbi Simlai said, Harbei Tanis Hayel Anachash Liton Votan. There were many pleas the serpent could have made to absolve himself, but since he did not and was a Macy's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make them for him. The Gemara explains that the Nachash could have said Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin in choosing between the words of the Master, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the words of the Talmud, whose words does one obey? Divrei Rav Shomin, surely, the Master's words. So the three judges sitting on a cot attempting to intimidate witnesses against testifying falsely in a Dina Mamono's case and holding up a snake who didn't offer the excuse of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin were much more interesting to watch than the three people on another cot riding a shtar when a loba admitted his debt in front of them. Which reminds us, the Gemara says that witnesses to someone admitting a debt can only record it in a shtar if he made a kinyan confirming the debt. If the admission was before three people, Rav says they can write a shtar without the admitter's permission because they constitute a basin, which has the power to collect debts. Other opinions are broad. Daf Lamed. So the Simmer Daf Lamed is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe, that must be more Daf Lamed, Malamed. The Rebbe teaching his Talmidim Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchok as how the verdict is written regarding naming the opinions. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds the only right Zakai to avoid violating Lo Seilech Rachil, to not be a gossip monger. Reish Lakish holds this would be Mexican Shikra, appear like a lie by implying the verdict was unanimous, so they must write each judge's opinion. Belazer takes both concerns into account, so they write through their words, Pony was not found liable. So the Rebbe teaching his Talmidim Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilas, had two boys act as Edim who didn't witness alone together. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, Olam ein edus mitzterefes ad shiyu shnein ke'echot. Witnesses' testimony can never be combined unless they both see the event together, but not if they testified about different loans. Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha argues, afil b'zeh ochrazeh, even if they witness separate events one after the other, their testimony is combined. The Gemara first explains the machlokas based on logic that the Tanakhama holds the mana about which this witness testifies, the other witness does not testify, and vice versa, so they cannot be combined. Rabbi Shuban Karko holds they are both testifying about a general mana of debt and can be combined. Alternatively, they argue about a pasuk. So the Rebbe teaching his Talmidim of Sanhedrin, who taught three boys playing Dayanim how to write the verdict so they aren't over on Rechilus, had two boys act as Edim who didn't witness alone together, and then planned on having two boys testify on the same event one day after the other, which reminds us, the Braisa continues, Vein Edusim Miskayemus Bebesin Ad She'yairu Shnein Ke'echod. Their testimony cannot be accepted unless they testify together. Rabbi Nassan argues that we listen to the words of this aid today, and then when the other aid comes tomorrow, we listen to his words and combine their separate testimonies. One explanation of the Melchokas is that both Tanaim hold, like the Rabbanim before, that only witnesses to the same event can be combined. They argue if Makshim Hagadol Ra'iya, we compare testifying to witnessing, which would require them to testify together just as they must witness the event together. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you in the Nachush could have said, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim? That's on Daf. Chav task. Good number two, which stuff do you discuss what the din is of Adam contradicting each other on a detail such as the type of coins that were used in the loan? That's on Daf. Lamedav. Good number three, which stuff do you in the Torah is Matesh's Kochosh Adam? It weakens a man's strength. That's on Daf. Chavav. Good number four. Which stuff do we have a Malkok? Because if Adi must see the event together, that's on Daf. Lamed. Good number five. Which stuff do we when a man is not permitted to testify about his stepson's wife since Ishto Kabbalah, that's on Daf. Chavches. Good number six. Which stuff do we have a Malkok? Because if Adi must testify together, that's on Daf. Lamed. Good number seven. Which stuff do we discuss what the din is regarding bringing evidence after a deadline or after admitting one has no evidence? That's on Daf. Lamed off. Good number eight. Which stuff do we the story of Shevna and Chizkiah and we learn Kesher Hashayim in Omin Aminyan? That's on Daf. Chavav. Good number nine. Which stuff do we discuss whether one baldin can force the other to go to a different Beis Din? That's on Daf. Lamedav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we have Malkos? Whether an Eid Zomim is Pasal Mefreyo or Makano Lahaba? That's on Daf. Chavzayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.